Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Brian. Hello, everybody. How you doing? This is Zurian of the Zurian Show, and I want to welcome you and all to the Zurian Show. We just went to a phenomenal event. It was in Northern Virginia, and it was the Taste of Spring, which was hosted by the Northern Virginia Buffalo Soldiers. The Northern Virginia Buffalo Soldiers is a motorcycle club, motorcycle organization, and we really got to meet and deal with and get involved with and party with and have fun with some amazing individuals from all over the United States. This event, the Taste of Spring, is an annual event that's hosted by the Northern Virginia Buffalo Soldiers each and every year. Usually it's in May. The meet and greet is on May 27th, and the party on the patio is April 27th, and the party on the patio is April 28th, and they do it every year. And each and every year, people come from New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Maine, North Carolina, South Carolina, all over the country to just come and fellowship and party and do great things. The Buffalo Soldiers Motorcycle Club is in remembrance of the Buffalo Soldiers of 1866. And the Buffalo Soldiers were actually the first African Americans to ever be actually officially inducted into the U.S. military. Up until 1866, no African Americans that had ever served the country had actually been an official part of the United States military. So, in remembrance of them, these fine men and women, professionals in all levels and in all places, actually started up a group called the Buffalo Soldiers Motorcycle Club, again, to celebrate and to also share the history of those great individuals that Terry and were the first African Americans actually allowed. Unfortunately, the last actual military organization to allow African Americans and accept them into the military was the United States Marine Corps. But after the Buffalo Soldiers in 1866, other organizations in the U.S. military started to allow and accept people of color into the United States military. So, with that said, I'm going to try to actually talk to a few people and get their input on the event that they had. You know, they had music, they had vendors. They had a live band, DJ, you know, like I said, it was a dinner dance. They also did a Wild Wild West event, and it was really, really a beautiful and actually memorable thing. Plus that, of course, the weather worked, so it was also nice and sunny and no rain in the Northern Virginia area. We're going to try to make this one a little bit shorter than normally, and what we're going to do is we're going to talk to different individuals that are in the Buffalo Soldiers or that attended the event and get their input, find out if they had a good time, what they thought, things along that nature. And matter of fact, we'll hit up a few members, but before we get a member, maybe we can get somebody that's a member of the Buffalo Soldiers, but actually not the Northern Virginia chapter, and find out what he thought of the event that he attended and how that went. Hello, Trey. How you doing today? Trey, how are you? I'm fine.
Pennsylvania mother check. Trey, I enjoy it every year. Every year I come out to see my family, it's a blessing. Every time I get to see my family, as we grow and go better, it's a blessing. I enjoy coming to see North Virginia every year. But I'm going to go for the next 30 years, if possible.
What do you ride, sir?
'04 Custom Road King. Trey.
One lady,
how are you?
So did you?
I had a fun meeting everybody, seeing everybody well, healthy, just wonderful. I wish everybody a safe ride back. Decoy.
Decoy from Fairfax, Northern Virginia Buffalo Soldiers. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I also now have the president of the Northern Virginia Buffalo Soldiers Motorcycle Club in front of me. And your name, sir, is?
Renegade. Also ride a 2006 Honda Gold Wing, 2016 Harley Road Glide CVO, going into my 6th year.
Outstanding.
Well, I guess it starts from some of our grandfathers who were actually Buffalo Soldiers. My father is one of the Army veterans, and the history that the Buffalo Soldiers represents with the African-American contributions to the military and the American public as a whole. Myself, I found that being a part of an organization whose foremost thoughts are to teach the legacy and the history that African-Americans played within the United States military, and the organization's, this particular organization, its contributions to the charitable efforts that we try to instill in our young today.
Roger that. So you have this annual event that you do in the spring, which is Taste of Spring, and then you guys also have an event that you do usually around New Year's. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. It initially started as a Christmas program to show our appreciation for our members, and that involved it into a New Year's Eve celebration where most of us older folks who typically don't want to go out and cause a lot of havoc, we particularly just come to the hotel, have a nice dinner, fellowship, and we leave the next morning.
Roger that. So you're doing a great job, and I know that everybody that I talked to had a phenomenal event. So, again, thank you, brother, and I appreciate all you do. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, yes, I am. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, again, this is a group of individuals that actually love to ride motorcycles, love to be out and about, love to do different things, and love to party hardy. All right, I'd like to talk to Biggie, but I know Biggie ain't gonna talk to me. Biggie is one of our chefs. Every year, him and his cooking team knock it out for the Northern Virginia Buffalo Soldiers. So, with that said, anybody? No? Y'all don't want to get riding name that you had a good time? None of that stuff?
The only class that goes long distance. A gold wing. That's right.
I like that. You know, some of them Harley people is going to be complaining, bro.
But that's right. That's why there's a dealership on 95, on 95, on 95. Every state you go on 95, there's a Harley dealership. Got to stop and get them tuned up on a long ride. Gold wing goes straight through. No, always, every year. Right? Yeah. Y'all put on it. 6 years. Yes, and y'all put on a great, great event. And that's why we ride down here, just to enjoy the Colorado. It's a beautiful thing.
How many members from your chapter came down this year?
Eight.
Okay, so eight chapters. So how many of them ride Hondas? Or Goldwings, I'm sorry. Uh-oh, it sounds like there's some controversy going on here.
Well, understand, like, we travel across 95, especially for the Hondas.
So you carry extra oil with you, bro?
The dealership's along the road. So, and since we travel long distance, we have to stop at certain states. All right? But matter of fact, I like to holler out to my president. We had to stop at all the dealership on the way here and probably on the way back. Got him.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got another gentleman here that's going to share with us the great time that he had with the Northern Virginia Buffalo Soldiers at their Taste of Spring, and I just want you to know I'm interrupting his breakfast. Sir, your name, please.
Call me Rock from Charlottesville, Virginia. Ride a 2016 Ultra Limited Harley.
Buffalo Soldiers, sir.
I've been in the Buffalo Soldiers for 6 years now.
Roger that. And where's your lovely wife at today?
They're trying to get her breakfast together so we can get on the road.
All right, Rock. Thank you very much. So you had a good time?
I had a great time. Always have a great time in Northern Virginia.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got another gentleman that's about to stuff his mouth, but we're going to get him up anyway. He's out of the New Jersey chapter, but I believe he lives in New York. But anyway, we're going to ask him anyway. His name is what?
Eagle. I ride a 2005 Gold Wing Motortrike. 11 years.
Yeah, we're not going to date how long you've been riding, period, because that could get really long. All right? All right. And where's your wing woman?
Still upstairs.
So have a good time.
Most definitely. Always do.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to hit another person right here that just loves to talk, loves to communicate, all right, because he can't help himself. It's just all in his genes. And, sir, your name?
Teddy Bear. New Jersey Mother Chapter.
Right. Don't you ride, Teddy.
Let's say we got one of each, but this trip was 2007 Gold Wing, Honda Gold Wing. What? Oh, yes, I did. I did.
Coming back next year. They'll see you in 2019.
Yeah, it will. Sure will. As long as I'm still above ground.
All right, Teddy. Thanks a lot. All right.
How are we doing?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to let you know that right now we have a very special person that we're going to talk to. You know, this is a person that has been a rock to a rock. So, anyway, with no further ado, because I don't want to hold this up, ladies and gentlemen, we have
Pootie.
We have Pootie. And Pootie, what do you ride?
I ride a Can-Am Spider.
Really? And you rode it from where?
Charlottesville, Virginia. It's Charlottesville chapter. Had a great time. Had a great time. Always do.
And I want to thank you for allowing me to have a moment of your time. Now go ahead and eat what you got to eat. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got one, not one more, probably a couple more people we're going to disturb. Unfortunately, hopefully they don't hit me because I'm little and I can't take the stress. So anyway, bruh, how you doing today?
Good, man. How's everything? Saying, out of Pennsylvania. Yes, sir. 09 CVO, Street Glide, and the 03 Gold. I had an excellent time. I always do. I've been coming here since I've been a probie. Sorry, yes.
Outstanding. Well, thank you, Mr. Sandman. I appreciate you.
Would you like to speak to the lady?
Tell you. All right.
All right, name is Zoltry. Zoltry. Yeah, Zoltry. Yes, Zoltry with a Z. Zarina? Zurian. That's hot. They call you Z? Okay. I ride a 2014 BMW S1000RR. Pennsylvania mother, like no other. Ha! Well, my president sitting right next to me, and my brother sitting right next to me. But we from Pennsylvania mother, we come down to represent Northern Virginia, Taste of Spring, every year. And every year we do have a fantastic time. The food, the entertainment, the hospitality, everything was just A+. And we thank you, and we look forward to seeing y'all next year.
Thank you for coming, and it was a pleasure. And you guys have a safe trip back up the way. All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, today we're talking to members of the Buffalo Soldier Motorcycle Club, and there's other people that are also not members of the club, but also came and attended this event. So now, ladies, we're going to talk to somebody that likes to be and just loves to be an orator. You know, everybody knows who that is, because if you were standing here right now, you saw a few people go, oh, you're talking about one person in general. Anyway, with that said, sir, can I get you riding?
My name is Bad News Brown. I ride with the Northern Virginia Buffalo Soldiers. I had a great time. I was awarded my retirement papers last night. It's been a great organization. I watched it grow and prosper, and I'm planning to continue activities with the club as much as I can. I was reborn in the Buffalo Soldiers in 2006. Well, I started out with a 1300 Yamaha. I went to Florida with a crew on Gold Wings, and they left me in the dust and had to wait on me, so I upgraded my bike. I went and got a 2300 Triumph. I tore that up. I went and got a 2016 black F3 Can-Am Spider. Tore that one up and died twice, and I got another Spider, so I'm retired now and just going to take it easy.
Watch that. So you had a good time. You continuing to ride, and even though you had those near-death experiences, you're still on the wheel. All right. All right, sir. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
teacher, dealing with the lessons, you know, helping us to move up on that evolutionary chart. So, Curly, did you want to say something? Sure, Curly. All right. How about the missus? You want to say anything? You can talk about him if you like. All right. There's only 60,000 people that listen. See that she could have shared her. He could have shared his love. He blew an opportunity. I'll send you the link. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Again, this is a event that is really off the chain. Again, as you can hear, all of the people that attended had a great time. Everybody was active. Everybody got to get their dance on. They had a Wild Wild West concert, not concert, Wild Wild West costume party. They gave away prizes. They had vendors. And these vendors also did a phenomenal job at making the whole thing come about and, you know, adding to people that wanted to get some bling or zing. And other than that, one brother talking about the the problem with Harleys, that's just a normal kind of a back and forth that a lot of people in the motorcycle club have between those that have Hondas or Goldwings or Suzukis or Harley Davidsons. It's always that back and forth amongst the overall members about, you know, the love that they have for the particular motorcycles that they ride, which, again, is a beautiful thing. So with that, I'm going to see if I can get a hold of a few more people because today is Sunday. So basically it's wrap-up time and everybody's kind of working their way out to get back to their homes of residence, back to where their chapters actually are formed up at. But again, this was really a great time. And again, the Northern Virginia Buffalo Soldiers, which I am also affiliated with, also each year have events all throughout the year at different locations. Like right now, this April, the Northern Virginia's had their event. Pennsylvania Mother will be having their event coming up next month, I believe in May. And I believe there's also one in Richmond that's going to be coming up. So all throughout the country, I believe there's over 120 chapters throughout the United States that actually are with the Buffalo Soldiers or particular organizations that do what they do. So, ladies and gentlemen, the one person I needed to talk to before we do anything else is I needed to make sure that I let the vice president say what he has to say about the organization that him and the president are trying to keep in order for Northern Virginia. So without any further ado, sir, can I get your rider name?
Yeah, my rider name is LL, and my president's rider name is Renegade, a.k.a. Kevin Harris.
We talked to Kevin a little earlier.
Yes.
So now we came out here to look for you so we could get the finishing touches on this. And you ride, sir? Or excuse me, which ones do you ride?
I ride a 2015 Harley-Davidson Ultra Limited.
And
I'm a Gold Wing rider, too. I ride them all. But the current Iron Horse I have is the Harley-Davidson Ultra Limited.
I had to pull that one out of him, ladies and gentlemen, because of the other gentleman that made all of those a little bit earlier. But he's now a hard-charging Gold Wing rider. And how long you been with the Northern Virginia Buffalo Soldiers?
7 years.
Roger that. And what do you think of the event and the people that came down? What would you like to share?
Well, first of all, we just have my president and myself. We just want to just thank everybody for the support. And the proceeds that we raise here for a very worthy cause in the name of scholarship and other charitable endeavors. And the family here that came from all different states throughout the East Coast here really enjoyed themselves. And it was a very, very well attended and enjoyed event.
Roger that. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with the audience? You know, like your reason for being in the Buffalo Soldiers?
Well, one of the reasons for me is being a military veteran myself after retiring after 24 years of active duty. I find that the organization itself means something. There's a symbolism behind that, what a Buffalo Soldier means. It's an individual with perseverance, but more importantly, it stands for an individual that was about helping others. And that's what the Buffalo Soldiers did. And that's what we continue to do. And we live those ethos through our scholarship and other fundraising that we do in the name of charity.
Roger that, sir. Well, thank you very much for your time. I know you got a whole lot of things to do. If there's anything else you want to share with us, please, please, please let us know right now.
Yeah, thanks, Z. Scholarships for the Buffalo Soldiers are Frontier and our national scholarships. We have available to young high school seniors that are college bound
or to a technical university. Scholarship application deadline is the 31st of May. I mean, those applications need to be postmarked by the 31st of May so that we can get them in and get them evaluated so we can award the scholarships here in the summer. So please, please, if you have a question, visit our website, www.bsmcnova.com.
Okay, I'm not trying to get you inundated, but these scholarships are open to who? Just Buffalo Soldier members or?
They're open to everyone, anyone in the public. It's not just Buffalo Soldiers. It's, we are a charitable organization. The scholarships are open to any kids that are college bound here now here in 2018.
Just one last thing. I know that a lot of people think that the Buffalo Soldiers is just a black motorcycle club and only African-Americans are actually let into the club. Could you give us a little bit on that and how that goes?
Yeah, thanks, Z. And I think that's kind of one of the misperceptions that go out there along those lines is that, you know, although this organization pays tribute to the Cavalry Soldiers of the 9th and 10th, and they were all black soldiers, the organization was founded on the premise that it's open to everyone, to the public. And again, it's the purpose of paying tribute to those individuals that fought during 1866 to 1944. But we have always welcomed individuals who want to ride and just participate with us, or if they seek membership, no matter race, creed, color, none of that. We welcome you. We welcome you to come and be a part of our organization because we're doing a lot of good things for the community.
All right, Roger that, LL. Actually, appreciate it. Thanks for your time. Hey, all right, you take care. We storm busy. All right, ladies and gentlemen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that, again, it's a very powerful, very strong organization, and there's a lot of really quality people that are involved with the overall organization and trying to make it better. So with that said, I'm going to give you one more person right quick. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I have Stormtrooper in front of me, and he's going to tell you just his riding name, what he rides, all of the above, and this is a special brother, so listen up.
Good morning. How are you doing, everyone? It's a Stormtrooper, Northern Virginia Buffalo Soldiers. I ride a 2009 Honda Goldwing, dark blue. Her name is Blue. We go riding. I'm a chapter's treasurer as well as historian. So if anyone's out there would like to get a presentation of the Buffalo Soldiers, contact V. V will give me the information. Really thank you. Y'all have a blessed and good morning.
Roger that, Storm. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Again, you heard from several individuals that have shared their love for the Buffalo Soldiers and what it means to them. Again, they had people from New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, North Carolina, South Carolina, all of the above. So with that said, just one more person. Again, I keep saying that, right? But just one more person, then we're going to move on. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the great, the all-knowing wingman of Teddy Bear. All right,
brother Iron Man.
And your name, sir?
Hello, Iron Man, New Jersey mother, Buffalo Soldiers.
Now, this is another one like his wingman. We're not sure what he's riding, but it's always something different. So let's go ahead and what are those, sir?
Right now I'm riding a 2008 Goldwing. And also 2008 Concourse. All right.
All right. He's just going to share two with us today, ladies and gentlemen. That's it. So did you enjoy yourself at the event?
Great event. Great weather.
Pleasantly cool, bro. It's that wind in your face. Let your hair out.
Yeah, that's why I had heated gear in my bike.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. I met these guys, actually, they used to be part of the Brooklyn Buffalo Soldiers, and they've been around a little bit longer than me, but these brothers also ride from the New Jersey chapter now. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you. Iron Man, I appreciate you slumming, talking to the little people again. Safe trip down the road, and I'm going to go ahead and close this out. All right, guys, safe trip. So again, ladies and gentlemen, we got to talk to the Buffalo Soldiers of Northern Virginia, and we also got to talk to individuals from other chapters. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to talk to everybody because a lot of people right now are trying to go ahead and make their way back to their homes, their home addresses, and it is a little chilly this morning. They had their meet and greet on Friday, which was the 27th. Overall event was, again, on the 28th. And then they had a really nice party that night, and everybody, again, had a great time. We had people that flew in from Ohio, Chicago, different places that actually got to participate in the events at hand. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, with that, we are going to close the show.
Again, I want to thank everybody for listening to the Zurian Show. And again, if any of you are in the Northern Virginia area towards the end of April in 2019, they will have their next event. Also, around Christmas, New Year's time, they have their New Year's Eve event, which is also a really nice event. And they have people come in from all over. Plus that, where can you actually go and party on New Year's Eve for, what, about $50? So, again, the Northern Virginia Buffalo Soldiers has been doing it up for a long time. And before I go, ladies and gentlemen, I got another person that I know you really want to say something to. Can I get your ride name, sir?
This is the one and only Jump Master.
And what do you ride, sir?
I ride a 2017 CVO Limited.
Standing. And you came out of Northern Virginia, correct?
Best chapter in all Soldiers Nation. A wonderful time.
Roger that. So, again, thank you very much, Mr. Jump Master. I'm going to move on. And Jump Master also brought his lovely wife with him. And they also came real close to winning that costume party. They were decked out. So, with that said, ladies and gentlemen, we're just going to wrap this up. All right, he gave them to me. He's back in the back. I'm sorry. Do you mind? Could I have your name?
Karen Kelleher. Indianapolis, Indiana, most definitely. I had a great time. You just might see me before next year.
Roger that. And she also has somebody else with her, another lovely lady. And your name?
Valerie Pryor. I sure did. Yes, I did. Nobody took my picture. No. Right, on the bike.
Ladies and gentlemen, these young ladies that I'm speaking with now are stormtroopers who we just talked to a few minutes ago, his sisters. And they came down to enjoy their brother and the fellowship that we have at the Northern Virginia Buffalo Soldiers event. Well, ladies, thank you very much. I'm glad that you enjoyed yourself. And you guys have a blessed trip home, blessed day, all of the above.
Thank you. Family.
So, again, ladies and gentlemen, that was the Northern Virginia Buffalo Soldiers. And I know I keep saying, repeating and repeating and repeating, but, again, it's just so many people, so many people to talk to and so many people to interact with. So, like Brother Cowboy and all the other people that are members of the Northern Virginia Buffalo Soldiers. Excuse me, sir. Could I disturb you for a second?
Yeah, just before you do that.
Uh-huh. Oh, this is Arnold Platt, a.k.a. Country Boy, and I ride a Harley, 08, Electric Glide. Buffalo Soldiers, all day, every day. Oh, yes, I did.
Lisa, I don't ride. No, I don't.
And no motorcycles at all? Oh, man. Well, I'd like to thank you for allowing us to be blessed with the presence of this young man. And I hope that you had a great time.
I did. It was beautiful as always.
Thank you. All right. Now we got an uh-oh and a whoops. Now, we almost missed somebody. We almost missed the vice president's wife. We're going to say hello to her and your name.
Good morning, Diane Chance. I ride a CVO Street Glide.
And how long have you been riding?
10 years, the Buffalo Soldiers, Northern Virginia. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just want you to know that the vice president catches hell from this lady.
Oh, I'm a road captain.
And she's a road captain. See that? You got to pull teeth to get stuff.
I love telling men what to do and getting on when they don't do it right.
Is that just all my crap?
Hello, Zoo. Okay, I ride a Harley Tri-Glide. I've been riding my Tri-Glide for almost a year.
So Karen has been with the club for a while, but she's now going full patch. She was an associate, but now she bought her a big old Harley Davidson motorcycle, and she's causing all types of hell. And one of her wing people is Diane Chance and Danielle Bennett. So you know all kinds of hell is breaking loose here, ladies.
Right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead and close up this show. Again, thank you for listening, and thank you for being part of this show. And as always, it's always great to actually get out there and share information with other people and to be a part of an organization like the Buffalo Soldiers that's constantly growing and constantly doing different things for the community and for each other, and to also find that brothership and that fellowship that important in the world that we live in, because right now we live in some times where things are a little difficult for a lot of people. And don't get me wrong, it's always been that way. But, you know, it seems like now, as always in the present has always got more going on than anything else. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to close up the show unless we run into somebody else that's willing to say hello to the overall population. And it looks like we don't have anybody else. And I'm not trying to get punched in the face or kicked or get cut or anything like that. Not that there's any violence going on here. But I'm going to close for now. So, again, this is Zurian of The Zurian Show saying stand by, share the show with everybody, and please become a listener. Again, thank you very much, and you guys have a great day.